Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. Well, we can't salute ya.
Arguments going on out there about, you know, the science behind fluoride, and I don't even think that that is needs to be addressed. You know, do you believe penicillin cures strep throat? I think that there's some science that definitely supports that. However, do we then take a medication and insist everyone consume it in their water supply? And I think that that's very questionable.
This is City Councilwoman Jen Brayer actually talking with, I think it was Walker Wilson last week, about the issue of fluoride, which we had brought to your attention because there's a group of activists that have been pushing the idea that we should get rid of fluoride in the water. ECUA is going to be taking this up. You've got, you know, they seem to be looking like they're going to go for a referendum on the issue, but they're certainly going to be talking about it. It started to make some of the other news outlets as well, which is good. I think it's a vital, it's a fair question, and I agree with her. You don't actually have to totally settle the question of whether you believe fluoride is good or not in order to settle the question, or at least ask the question of whether, even if it is good, should we be requiring other people to have it in their water or not, right?
Advocate for vitamin C. However, I don't believe a government entity should put vitamin C in my water and then not be able to monitor how much I'm intaking.
Yeah, fair. I mean, and also the question of dosing. I mean, if it is a medicine, and it is, it's for a medical purpose of reducing cavities in your teeth, right? Then how does a parts per million concept actually work out when people drink differing quantities of their tap water? Because it's not the parts per million in the water, it's the parts per million, let's say, in your body that really matter. And if different people are dosing, essentially drinking water at different levels, then regardless of what the amount is in the water, and taking showers or not taking showers because your body isn't ingesting a lot through your skin, like, those are the right questions to ask.
Me, at my house, I make coffee with the water. I make tea with the water. I pretty much use it, you know, we brush our teeth with the water, we shower with the water, all those kinds of things. So how do you dose regulate how much fluoride I'm intaking compared to someone who only drinks bottled drinks, for example? There's really no control. And to me, that's not good science to do it in such a manner. So I don't think it's the way we do things. I think we should have it out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, this is the right kind of question, okay? I don't know that I'm quite where she is in terms of getting rid of it, but these are the right questions to ask. And, you know, one of the things... There's a problem in public discourse that you see whenever there's a controversy, and then the controversy gets resolved and we take an action, and then we get used to that being the way we do something. Time goes by, decades sometimes, in this case almost two and a half decades in Escambia County's case. And what happens is, because we haven't had the discussion in a while, all we know is, well, that's kind of how it's been done. And maybe we know some of the reasons and maybe we don't. And then some opponent shows up and they say, well, this is dumb for reasons A, B, C, D, and E. And then the people who just kind of have accepted the thing and have been doing the thing, and it's become almost the tradition of doing it that way, that person sounds like a total kook, A. And also, then you don't really know what to say to them because you've fallen out of the habit of really thinking about the issue. It's become a settled thing. That's good and bad. You can't be fighting about everything all the time. Nobody can know all of the issues all of the time. The bad part is that because you don't stay informed about all of the pro and con on a thing that's been resolved for a while, like fluoride in our water has basically been resolved for a long time, especially when maybe the evidence changes, okay, is it's always vulnerable to the challenger, because the challenger is going to know everything because they're kind of an outcast. They're kind of been marginalized. They maybe get made fun of. People call them conspiracy theories or kooks or tinfoil hats. And so they kind of have identity investment in winning the argument and proving that they're not crazy. And they are going to have research, good or bad. They're going to have well thought out, you know, trying to know the thing. And so a kind of a disarmed, intellectually or, you know, mentally disarmed population is trying to figure out what to do with these arguments, right? That's where we are on this. People don't know enough. People haven't thought about it recently enough. Same thing. I've said this before. I'm new to this issue. And that's always a problem with traditions, with things that are settled, is you become vulnerable to overthrowing them because of sometimes for the better, a small group of very passionate, informed activists want to make a change, and they've come for war, and everybody else is not even aware there's a war going on. That's true on all kinds of issues. It's not specifically just true about this one. Also, by the way, it's a reminder that whenever there's a settled public policy issue, maybe right or wrong, but if it's been settled when we're doing something a certain way for a long time, there's a certain value in simply saying, well, we have done that way a long time. I bet the people who did that had their good reasons, even if we don't know what they are. That's why conservatives, as opposed to liberals are very eager to change. Change for change's sake, change fetish is a very common theme within liberalism. You know, you only know you're doing right because you keep changing all the time. Conservatives are like, well, not to hold on. Stability's good. And maybe the people in the past knew what they were doing. Maybe they didn't. But maybe they did. And if we're not sure why they did what they did, let's give a little bit of presumption to them before we run in and change something, because when we change it and make it worse, we might blow up a thing that we really were depending on. That's kind of like the meta talk around this issue, but those are all just some observations about this topic of fluoridation or non-fluoridation of the water, and we're going to have a long conversation about this in the community, I'm sure. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Still dealing with the accident that happened on the Blackwater Bay Bridge on I-10 westbound. It's got traffic backed up all the way past 87. Now, the inside lane is open is what I'm hearing, but it's still a good 25, 30-minute delay. If you're taking Highway 90, you're going to see a delay all the way from industrial complex all the way through downtown Milton because traffic is going that way instead. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you have a company, you have employees, you have benefits, you've got to figure out things like health insurance, dental insurance, vision, life, disability, managing HR, payroll, all this stuff, which you probably did not get into business to do. I mean, you got into business to build things or repair things or install things or give professional guidance or heal people's bodies. You probably didn't get into business thinking, man, I'd love to get in there and figure out health insurance. If that's you and you kind of don't love having to deal with that stuff, give Torgerson Causey a call. This is what they do. This is like their thing. You know, you build houses, they handle insurance and employee benefits and payroll, and they love it. Weirdly, they're kind of nerds about it. But that's what you want. You want people who love it and are passionate about it and are good at it, because they are. We've been using them for about 4 years here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola, and they're very good at what they do. So much so that they get my wife, the industrial engineer's, stamp of approval. Like, they're smart, they know the answers, and they always give us good information. Torgerson Causey, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100, Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Block Party and Open House is Saturday from 10 till 2 at their five new homes on Massachusetts Avenue. Everyone is invited to see the homes and learn more about the organization. See PensacolaHabitat.org. Saturday night, it's Military Appreciation Night with the Ice Flyers. Active, retired, and vets get 50% off for your whole party in person at the box office. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Toretto, I'll see you soon.
There you are.
All right, so you know, it's funny. I take fire from all sides. It's so hilarious. Like on Trump, you know, the Trumpers hate it when I criticize them, and the anti-Trumpers hate it when I praise them. And when I say J.D. Vance gave a great speech in Munich, and people are like, oh, it's, you only agree with him because you agree with his version of totalitarianism. Bro. I definitely have one of those, oh my God, I cannot believe he did this for Trump. This is... Do you know who Rob Blagojevich is?
Yes.
Tell me what you know.
he likes to talk.
Rob Blagojevich is a Democrat, former governor of Illinois. He was the governor of Illinois, one of the governors of Illinois while I was there. You'll remember the hair. He just has this giant overgrown flop of black hair. Okay? It's the only way to describe it. Rob Blagojevich, like many Illinois governors before him.
Y'all have a track history of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was one of the many governors of Illinois, former governors of Illinois, who was in jail at the same time. Like, if you're a governor of Illinois or a former governor of Illinois and you're not in jail, you're not trying. I mean, that's
you're
just.
Not trying. That
was it. I think we had four in jail at the same time or something. It was some crazy thing. Anyway, when Barack Obama left his Senate seat to become the president, who gets to appoint a senator?
The governor.
That's right. So if you are a corrupt governor, what do you do?
Cash.
Yeah. You try
cash
to
talks.
Get money or favors or something. And that's what he did. He tried to sell, and they have him on tape saying that he's got a hold of this amazing thing, and he got tried, and then the first trial, it was a hung jury. The second trial, he got convicted on 18 counts. There were a couple of those that got thrown out, but he got convicted and he went to jail. Okay. The vote in the Illinois House was 114-1.
Wow.
So this is, you know, with a couple of abstentions, similar vote in the Senate, overwhelming vote in the Senate. He was actually prohibited by the legislature in Illinois from ever holding public office in the state of Illinois again by two separate unanimous votes of 59-0 by the Illinois Senate.
He could even be like a...
No, never anything. Just wow. Like how when you impeach somebody, they're barred from... Okay, this is like both. You're guilty, and also we're going to remove you from office, and also you can never serve in public office again. He was found guilty on all charges pertaining to the Senate seat as extortion relating to state funds towards a children's hospital and racetrack. There was a minor acquittal on something, but totally corrupt, very bad, went to jail, deserved it, did it wrong. Trump has now pardoned him.
Do what?
Yeah. Now, he actually, in his first term, I guess he commuted the sentence. which means you take him out of jail. And now he's just flat out pardoned him.
When did this happen?
This is about a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
I'll come back and explain in a second. John Pickett has traffic on the fives.
Wow. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident on I-10 westbound over the Blackwater Bay Bridge. The inside lane is now open. Again, that's westbound. Inside lane is now open, but I still recommend that you go Highway 90, and that's backed up almost to 87 going through East Milton through downtown Milton. So just be aware that's another 20-30 minute added on to your commute this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So Rob Blagojevich has now been pardoned by the president. Governor J.B. Pritzker said Trump has abused his pardon power in inexplicable, this has been under the commutation, but before, but still, in inexplicable ways to reward his friends and condone corruption. I deeply believe this pardon sends the wrong message at the wrong time. I cannot believe that President Trump is going to make me agree with J.B. Pritzker. This is terrible. What Trump has said is it was the prosecution by the same people that came after me. It was Comey and Fitzpatrick. It was the same group. It was the bad group, and I can't trust what they... A jury found him guilty over and over, and we knew it was... And they had him on tape. Everyone in Illinois knows this story. We'll just pardon him. He was on The Apprentice. We'll pardon him.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. He was on The Apprentice, so... Good. Maybe they became friends there.
Lord. Just why? Just do the smart stuff. Don't do the dumb stuff. Just do the smart stuff.
Is the Tiger King next?
Steve Taylor's got our headline. Steve.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is responding to President Trump's suggestion Ukraine started the war with Russia. Yesterday, Trump said Ukraine, quote, should have never started it, unquote. Zelensky responded to the comment, and he says that Trump, quote, is living in his disinformation bubble, unquote. Pope Francis has pneumonia in both of his lungs. The Vatican updated the condition of the 88-year-old yesterday, saying the laboratory tests, chest x-rays, and the Holy Father's clinical condition continues to present a complex picture. The John F. Kennedy Presidential Library is set to reopen today after suddenly closing yesterday. The library in Boston closed at 2 p.m., and a sign on the door indicated it was because of an executive order. The JFK facility is only one of the 14 presidential libraries run by the National Archives and Records Administration closed because of the job cuts yesterday, and that's what's happening.
All right, thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate that. Hey, you may not have pests yet, okay, but if you start to have them and you know summer is coming, you know, in Game of Thrones, winter is coming, and in Florida pest control, summer is coming. And summer is coming, and when it comes, it brings with it the ants and the cockroaches and the mosquitoes and snakes, you know, fleas, all the stuff you don't want. Well, NSEC can take care of that, okay? Professionally trained technicians safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside the home and prevent other pests from getting in. They show up on time, they're courteous, they're professional, they'll take photos before, tell you what they did, then after so you can see the actual results. From inspection to treatment to follow-up, NSEC Pest and Lawn makes the whole home protection safe and easy. For a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. Read the contract details. Estimates are always free. Okay, so if you just want to find out what's the ballpark we're talking about, you can find out. Give them a call or get a hold of them at ENSEC.net. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Drummer for the Jam passed away, Rick Buckler, at age 69. Which, by the way, I just want to do this quick one for you. I lost the name of my head. I'm sorry. I was going to do a Who's Older because of some birthdays that were yesterday, and then... I forgot one half of the comparison, so I apologize. But interestingly, today you have Seal turns 62.
He's older. He's older.
He looks older. Smokey Robinson is 85.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So you know, and also this is the historical day when Thomas Edison patented the phonograph, 1878.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Elon Musk and President Trump explain the bureaucrats' resistance to Doge cost-cutting with Fox's Hannity.
And the president is representative of the people. That means the will of the people is not being implemented. And that means we don't live in a democracy, we live in a bureaucracy. And so I think what we're seeing here is the sort of the thrashing of the bureaucracy as we try to restore democracy and the will of the people.
And D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan rejected 14 states' bid for a restraining order to stop DOGE from accessing the books or cutting federal workers. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the flying public doesn't need to worry about safety cuts despite 400 probationary workers let go.
We're trying to hire up more air traffic controllers. So there were firings at the FAA, but the critical safety positions like air traffic controllers and safety inspectors.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 55 degrees with showers in the area. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Last year, Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed more than 600 state arts and culture grants. As a result, the Jazz Society announced it's canceling Pensacola's 43rd annual Jazz Fest, which usually happens in April. An artistic director says the Jazz Fest is not the only event to feel the impact now. Northwest Florida is home to many arts-related events and festivals like the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, Foo Foo Fest, Jazz Fest, Pensacola Little Theater, and Pensacola Children's Chorus, among others. Pensacola Children's Chorus Artistic and Executive Director Alex Gartner says now the arts community is scrambling for funding.
At the end of the day, as an arts community, we're all pulling from a very generous and big pool of philanthropy. But without our state funding, I mean, it's been a struggle.
Gartner says the situation is sad because state funding was available for decades.
The arts are a huge contributor to our economy. We're a big driver for tourism. We're a big driver for people coming into the area. If those go away, if we go away or we diminish, there's an impact that is far more reaching than just not having a jazz festival. It's deeper than that.
The worry is for the community as the organizations shrink and adapt to the funding situation. Escambia County is alerting residents after receiving reports of fraudulent text messages targeting the public from persons claiming to represent SunPass. The messages are requesting prompt payment to avoid fees and contain a link to a fraudulent website in an attempt to collect information. The county says you should not click on any links in the fraudulent text messages, which are not sent by SunPass or Escambia County. Escambia County does not send text messages to SunPass or Pensacola Beach annual pass holders seeking information or action regarding their account balances or fees owed. Also, SunPass does not ask customers via text to make a payment or take immediate action on their account. Well, the rain seems to be falling and falling. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have a wet start to your day with plenty of heavy showers. High near 55 degrees this afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 32. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 46. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 28 degrees. Keeping mostly sunny skies around with a high on 51 degrees on Friday, dropping near 38 Friday night. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for Traffic on the Five.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 westbound. They're trying to get it out of the way, but we're still seeing some delays there. The inside lane is now open, but traffic is still backed up way past 87. And if you decide to take Highway 90, well, it's backed up all the way to 87 through East Milton and through downtown Milton. So be aware of that. That's an extra 25, 30 minutes added to your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, John. Right now, 55 degrees with showers in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and 51 in Milton at 8:34. The next news, of course, happens at 9, and breaking news could happen anytime. And now let's check in what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. President Trump says he may impose tariffs of 25% on automobile imports.
Car plants are being canceled in other locations now because they want to build them here. And you read about a couple, not that I want to mention names or anything, but you read about a couple of big ones in Mexico just got canceled because they're going to be building them in the United States.
Trump said yesterday he'll have more to say in April. He also said he could enact 25% tariffs on pharmaceuticals and semiconductors that could go substantially higher. Well, at the opening bell, the Dow Jones average was in negative territory, down 146 points at 44,410. S&P 500 is down 14 points at 6,114. NASDAQ right now is also in negative territory, down 53 points at 19,987. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Authorities are responding to a storm damage incident in Escambia County. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene.
At any time.
We do know that debris was lofted into the air. There are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
At any time.
The National Weather Service in Mobile confirmed this morning a tornado did hit the area.
When you need to know. Marconi Award winner, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so judging by the in-studio reaction, this one may not work. But we'll see. Well, you never know. You never know. I usually do not tell my compatriots, my
and
peers.
And no, he doesn't, and I can vouch
John,
for
John
that.
John and Meg never get early warning. They find out the topic when you find out the topic. So it's all authenticity all around. This time, I knew this was a little bit of a thinker question, maybe too much of. And so I gave them a heads up about 2 minutes ago, and they've both been kind of like,
Hey, easy now.
Hey, easy.
Well, I think I was quoting you and I was paraphrasing Meg.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, at
okay,
first.
So here's the question. All here's right. the question. What movie that you love would have an amazing prequel? Okay, and yeah, don't say Star Wars. And then you're like, oh, wait, there is me. Because, you know, okay. But no, that's a good example. Like, you know, the Star Wars, the original series, okay? You know, the New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. They made Rogue One, which is a great prequel. It's the How the Plans Got Out, right? It's a that's a beautiful prequel. We won't talk about the other movies. They're fine, but they're whatever. But that's what I'm getting at. Like, tell me a movie you love where you would like to see kind of the origin story of those characters or of that plot. You know, how did they get to here 437-1620, 437-1620. John, you look like something has broken through. Maybe you have one. What do you got?
Yes, one of the greatest movies of all times. I'd like to know about Smokey and the Bandit.
And all right.
How he became the Smokey, you know, but I just want the car.
The Bandit? You don't want the Jackie Gleason origin story.
I meant the Bandit.
You want the Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about the car, and I'm like, ooh, the car.
Best Trans Am ever. We all had little Hot Wheels when we were kids.
Oh,
okay.
I know.
So you want the origin story on Bandit?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I know where Smokey came from. We all know that's a... Yeah. Anyway, we want to know how Bandit became Bandit.
All right.
Going to Texas to steal the beer and all that stuff.
437-1620.
I'm sorry.
Meg?
Okay, so one of the movies that had a big impact on me when I saw it was Jaws.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to know, how in the world did that woman get out in the middle of the water of the ocean by a buoy?
I thought Quinn was
going to be your origin story.
Well, that too.
You know.
I mean, we're going to cover it all. But my first question is, how did this
Just
chick
that.
End up in the middle of the ocean?
Okay.
No. Wrong.
A, funny. B, how you horribly inflicted that song on people this morning is not
right.
Now
I'm done.
It's really not right.
The rest of the day.
All right. 437-1620. Tell me your origin story. Movie. Now, this is a good one. Somebody says Alien. Okay. Our good friend John Hutcherson said Alien. But I have to tell you, Alien already has a prequel in it. You
I
have
think
Prometheus.
It does, right?
Prometheus.
That's what it's about.
And Prometheus is kind of the origin story of the alien. So, but yes, great ripe opportunity for it. Somebody says, oh, Maverick. Maverick. Okay. So, you know, this is funny. We're two in a row now.
Because
Maverick has the TV series
of his dad.
Mm-hmm. Who, of course, you know, was actually his dad in the show. But the Mel Gibson, you know, I think of that as already the origin story of the old black and white, which is, by the way, a great TV show.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a good, like, you don't know the old Maverick TV show, and you want to go back and watch it, it's, I mean, really, really, that's quite good. And especially it was a great payoff when they had, you know, him in the movie as dad. Anyway, Interstellar. Okay. All right. Very good. Dirty Dozen, the Major and the Colonel's bitter history. Okay.
Oh, that's probably, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I love that you guys are digging so deep on some of this. Like
thinking
John,
about
you know,
these.
Smoking the Bandit from a movie that's, you know, what is that, 70 years ago now? Almost.
50.
You see John's face right
it's
now.
It's a long time.
I know,
Smoking
I can't
the
reach
a
him.
Long time ago.
I just can't reach him.
John Wick, what's the impossible task that got him out? Yes, John Wick would make a great origin story. In fact, I would almost be surprised, given the great success of John Wick, I'd be surprised they don't make an origin story about him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, though, is would it be Keanu Reeves who would play younger John Wick? Probably not. Sahara. Oh, okay. That's a deep dig. Somebody, Silence of the Lambs. Oh.
Ooh.
I'm going to be wrong on this. Wasn't Red Dragon the origin story for Hannibal? I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I don't know.
And I'm a fan of the original movie and the follow-ups. I wasn't such a fan of.
I was trying to block those memories.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair enough. It rubs the lotion on its skin. unless it wants the hose again. 437-1612. That's what I say to John every single morning.
I know. Flashbacks.
Somebody. Oh, Avatar. Yes. That would be the how we. Because there's a lot of history. Most of your science fiction. That's future science fiction.
Dune
would allow allow the you know the development of some kind of an origin story. Troy, okay, all right. Let's see, Troy, Odyssey before. I got to think about my Greek history here. Master and Commander, also somebody says Terminator. Oh yeah, that would be interesting because that would really be like what would the story of Judgment Day be? I think that would be your origin story for that one. Would be actually a future origin story because it's a time travel movie. But if you did the, you know, how did we cross over? Matrix would be another one like that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
How did we get from humanity running things to the machines running things and making the Matrix that is imperfect because we can't handle a perfect world? Remember we were talking about
AI.
We complain the other day? That's actually a theme in the Matrix is you can't be happy in happiness. You have to have complaining in order to make you a human being. 437-1620. The Wizard of Oz, but not the, like, somebody says, not the, what is the one that's so popular now? All of a sudden I can't think
Wicked.
Of it. Thank you. Not that, but like, how did the Tin Man lose his heart and the Scarecrow lose his brain and the Lion loses courage?
Yeah.
Character origins. Or did they? not, because those are all just elements of a fantasy dream she had about the friends in real life, that those things didn't actually
or did
happen.
They actually have them and we had
and we just
proof.
Got the yeah okay. Right, which I, is the real reality. I red clearly, pill, blue pill, I straw clearly, pill, golden road pill, what?
I clearly have had not enough coffee this morning.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. The on I-10 westbound, right at the Blackwater Bay Bridge, they have moved that off to the side of the road. I'm still seeing some delays there past 87, but traffic is moving slowly but surely. But it is. And also, if you wanted to take Highway 90 between 87 and downtown Milton, you're going to see another 15, 20-minute delay because a lot of traffic's being diverted there. But the good news is, the road is open on I-10 westbound. I'm starting to see it move just a little bit, but we're seeing some congestion there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much. John, if you need plumbing work done, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall happens when you flush the toilet. That shouldn't happen. The wall should not talk back to your toilet. And if it does, that's bad. If it stops, that's even worse, usually, because, you know, plumbing things don't fix themselves, and that means more big problems are coming soon. Call Barbary Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. All right, the frivolous question topic of the day is the origin story or prequel from a movie that you would like to see. I'll give you, I have a couple of examples of this. I think it'd be really interesting to see the story of Mr. Miyagi as a young martial artist.
Oh, sure, his
and
story.
And the rival story that he had with the Japanese story. Guy. Right, yeah, how did he, you know, how did they get to where he is? Like, I don't need to have another story about, you know, the Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio's character, but a story about Mr. Miyagi would be interesting.
There are some flashbacks.
There's flashbacks, that's right.
There are some flashbacks
in Cobra Kai.
That's
right.
You know,
so
but
you get
I,
some of that.
I want to more information.
I wouldn't mind seeing an origin story on, say, Lost Boys. Right? Where did the vampires come from? It's a terrible thing about Santa Clara. It's all these damn vampires. Rambo. John Rambo's time in Vietnam. How did he get formed into maybe the Green Beret or anything thereafter? You know, because all of that's kind of sequel after that. What about Top Gun, Maverick's dad, and his heroism and his incident that got misunderstood?
Because they always say, yes.
Yeah, they always talk about
that.
That
would be good.
Wouldn't
yeah.
that be an interesting
yeah,
like origin story prequel kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Or even Rocky.
Somebody says
he
here, my favorite one would be, what about Slow Times at Ridgemont Elementary?
Oh!
That's good. Cute. I like that. Safe. Might be the more boring version of it, but, you know, when Spicoli wasn't yet a drug addict or,
great.
You know, whatever.
Slow times.
Phoebe Cates keeps her clothes on. I don't know. Whatever. Oh. You know, there's all kinds of things that you could have. Somebody says, for Atlas Shrugged, who is John Galt? Like the origin story on that. Yeah, sure. That could be interesting. The Replacements, prequel or a sequel. The European gang members in the original Die Hard, where did they come from? Hans Gruber and his folks. And you know what would be interesting about that would be if it was a good turn bad kind of thing. Like, what if the origin story of Hans Gruber tried to do a Wicked on us and make us feel like Hans Gruber was really the misunderstood good guy.
Criminal.
He was really the crusader turned bad into a money-grubbing terrorist and, you know, makes you feel a whole different way about him falling off the Nakatomi Plaza. 437-1620. What about a movie about Krypton?
Yes.
Right?
Please.
Leading up to...
Please.
Because remember, the whole premise there is that, you know, Jor-El is trying to explain to all of the residents how bad things are and how they need to take plans and act because the sun is getting too bright and it's going to destroy Krypton. I could see our climate alarmists getting involved here, and it could be like a parallel. See how Jor-El is going to be like the foreigner Greta Thunberg, you know, kind of, you know, voice in the wilderness crying out, save Krypton!
Yeah, I really want what you have. Whatever it is
I know.
Drinking.
I don't know
that's
what's
like
in the cup.
That's like the best compliment I have ever gotten. I love that.
I don't know what's
oh,
in
somebody
the cup.
Says, no, Andrew, you misunderstand the way the science fiction universe is crafted. The Terminator already is the prequel to The Matrix, and The Matrix is just Skynet's evolution. Oh, Shudders. I like the way you think, though. Somebody says, oh, brother, where art thou? How did they all end up together in prison? Okay, I like that.
That's
like
good.
That's all good suggestions. And one other one. What was the other one I was going to mention that I thought you might like is, Escape from New York, which going back deep in history, but how did Snake Plissken, you know, get there, and somebody says, what happened in Kansas City with Fresno Bob and with the brain left him for dead? Like, 1% of people maybe know that. But I will give you one that's a little bit more like people will know. What if Blade Runner, the prequel to Blade Runner, what happened to the Nexus 6, the replicants off-world that got them back to Earth would be an interesting prequel story. Because you know kind of Deckard's story, but what about, you know, Rucker Hauer and Daryl Hannah and those folks and Leon and how they kind of, what they did as early, you know, replicants or whatever. I'm getting strange looks from Meg, so I'm just going to move on. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You people, you can't believe the things I've seen. You people wouldn't believe the things I've seen.
Oh. We know.
Moonbeams, Glitter in the Dark by Tannhauser Gate. All right, I'm done.
We know.
I won't quote any more Blade Runner. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, speaking of, you need a good real estate agent, somebody who's going to treat you well, explain things through the process, keep you informed, and who has the kind of experience that you know will shepherd you all the way through to the end result, which is what you want, a closing, selling or buying or both. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are just great at this. 175 homes sold 2 years ago, 165 homes sold last year, just clicking along again and again. And it was over 200 the years before that when it was really easy to sell. So the point is it got a little harder to sell, and they still do extremely well. 3.5 every single week, every single week, every single week they're selling homes. And what you get out of that is the benefit of their experience and their market knowledge. They know what's normal. They know what the prices are doing. They know what people are asking for, what they're avoiding. And they can really help guide you and things like how you stage, which landscaping you might put in or might take out because you don't realize that's going to get in the way or, you know, it could help your ability to sell that home. They know all that stuff. Cold. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com and let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow, but okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
The King invites you to the 24th Annual Gulf Coast Renaissance Fair, Wild West Roundup, Pirate Fest, this weekend and next weekend at Five Flags Speedway. Come out, enjoy some historic fun. Eat, drink, and be merry while you are entertained by jousting knights, wizards, fire breathers, sword fights, pirates, gypsy dancers, cowboy shootouts, falconry, and much more. Step back in time at the Gulf Coast Renaissance Fair, February 22nd and 23rd, and March 1st and 2nd, Five Flags Speedway, Pine Forest Road, Pensacola. Visit gcrf.us.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question.
Just making an announcement for next week's county Board of County Commissioners meeting, 9 o'clock, February 20th, and we'll be making a foundation funding request for the General Chappie James Memorial.
Chris Dosev, who has been kind of the face of the Chappie James Monument, that's the plane, the F-4 Phantom, the flag, and the giant statue of General James. It's supposed to go at Wayside Park coming into Pensacola on the right-hand side of the bend around the new bridge exit onto, always get these backwards. That's Gregory. I always get Chase and Gregory backwards in my head, which one is going which way. Yeah, they're asking for $1 million. And there was a discussion with Mike Kohler, the county commission chairman, and folks from the city and folks from the foundation and I guess TDC trying to figure out tourist development. You know, I didn't watch that meeting yesterday. I had so many other things to watch. I didn't watch that one yet, but I will. This actually came up when Mike was on as a guest with Walker Wilson when he was filling in for me last week. And, you know, he kind of said, we got to figure out who's going to pay for this.
We got to figure out if we can actually use TDC dollars.
You can.
And it has to be under, in my opinion, a scope that says that the city has ownership of that park, even though they have the nonprofit. And I got a budget yesterday for the totality of the project, and it's under $2 million for everything. And so we need to figure out how to get there, honestly, Walker. I think it takes the state, the foundation, the city, potentially TDC, but this has been going on for a very long time.
Did he just propose asking the state for money on this?
Obviously, the state, in my opinion, should have a vested interest, too. It's right off the state road, you know, the double bridge. Chaffee James Bridge. There's multiple options here. The foundation probably needs to raise more money, but it needs more attention.
So what the mayor has said, what D.C. Reeves has said is, look, we've done everything we need to do. We are, you know, ready to go. We're not going to acquire ownership of the monument because we don't want to have to upkeep it. But it's the same thing that we do with the foundation for the Veterans Memorial Park. They're going to do with the Chappie James Foundation. They're going to they own the land. And I mean, the city's going to own the land, and therefore TDC would allow. That's part of the issue, is who's going to own what. They've got an AG opinion back, and they're willing to work within that. No problem. But the mayor has said very clearly, I'm not going to keep spending time on this until somebody decides who's going to pay. And just indicate who's going to pay. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 east, westbound, right before the Blackwater Bay, Baghdad area, you're going to see traffic delays. The accident is off to the side of the road, but traffic is moving slowly. But it is moving. Good news on that. And Highway 90, if you're going from 87 all the way to downtown Milton, is seeing some major delays there because traffic decided to take that route also. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, at a recent press conference, Mayor Reeves said, just somebody make a decision that they're going to fund this.
Yes, I'm here saying whatever modifications need to be made for it to be able to be funded are a non-issue for us. And that ball's kind of been thrown back in our court for some reason. We are happy to do it. We would like some indication, smoke signal, something from the county or the TDC that says, well, if we do make these changes, we're actually going to fund it.
Yeah. I mean, somebody make a decision, because they have been getting the runaround for years on this at this point. It's been crazy. So two things that are worth noting. One is, kind of in the beginning, it was we'll take care of the funding ourselves, and it's kind of morphed into a lot of public funding. That happens with projects. I don't love that, but it happened with the skate park, and now we have a beautiful skate park. So, okay, deal done. And I think it's such a public project, it's a worthwhile public project that I don't mind spending public money. It's a good thing. It'll make the city more beautiful, more aesthetic, more interesting, more, you know, aviation. Even if it's, you know, Air Force, it's not, you know, Navy, that's fine. It's part of our history. But I do have a thought. Why are they getting the runaround? Why has this been so hard? Why do they keep getting this answer, this answer, this answer? I hate to say this, but I think this is personality politics. I think Chris Dosev rubs a lot of people wrong. And when Matt Gaetz was the congressman, I think he was likely opposed to this because Chris ran against him a couple times and made a stink of it. I don't know whether Chris's runs against Alex Andrade have made it difficult to get state appropriations through there. I don't know whether there's personality with David Baer or county commissioners or whatever, but it might be the issue that Chris is the issue. You're